This is Akashvani, the news read by Sarabjit Kaur. Campaigning has intensified for the fourth phase of Lok Sabha elections. Today is the last day for the campaigning for the fourth phase. Polling in this phase will take place on Monday. Leaders of various political parties are touring states and holding back-to-back rallies to woo the voters. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi campaigned at Narayanpet and Hyderabad in Telangana yesterday. Addressing an election rally at Narayanpet of Mehboob Nagar Lok Sabha constituency, he said the current elections are for the sake of the future of the country. He alleged that both the Congress and Bharat Rashtriya Samiti are corrupt and the Congress has failed to implement its assurances to the people. He also alleged that the Congress is trying to divide the people and divert reservation to the minorities on the basis of religion. Mr. Modi also held a mega roadshow in Bhubaneswar last evening. He will address three rallies in Orissa's Kandhamal, Balagir and Bargarh Lok Sabha parliamentary seats today. Senior BJP leader and Home Minister Amit Shah has alleged that the Mamata Banerjee-led government has not done anything for the development of tourism in Birbhum district. He promised that BJP will develop the religious places of this district if it comes to power. Mr. Shah was addressing a public meeting yesterday at Chakpara Tarapit Road of Birbhum in support of party's Birbhum Lok Sabha candidate. He said though Mamata Banerjee hails from Birbhum district, she has not done anything for the youth of this district. He urged voters to vote for BJP and wipe out corrupt Trinamool Congress. Mr. Shah later took part in a roadshow at Rani Ganj of Asansol in support of BJP's Asansol candidate. In Uttar Pradesh, Samajwadi Party Chief Akhilesh Yadav and former Congress President Rahul Gandhi jointly addressed political rallies in Kannauj and Kanpur yesterday. Rahul Gandhi, in his address, said that Congress Party will give financial assistance to the farmers until they come above the poverty line. Senior BJP leader and Chief Minister of State Yogi Adityanath came down heavily on Samajwadi Party during a rally in Gorakhpur. He addressed another political rally in Bharuj. Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal was released from Tihar Jail last evening after being granted interim bail by Supreme Court till 1st June in excise policy case. The Apex Court asked the AAP Chief to surrender on 2nd June, a day after the polling for the seven-phased Lok Sabha elections is scheduled to end. The Delhi Chief Minister had sought a release from jail to campaign for the ongoing Lok Sabha polls. Aam Aadmi Party has hailed the Supreme Court's decision of granting interim bail to Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal as victory of democracy and the constitution. After days of intense heat, a massive dust storm hit Delhi and the National Capital Region late last evening. The city witnessed winds with speed of over 50 kilometers per hour, which brought down many trees and big branches, affecting traffic. Two flights were diverted to Jaipur due to bad weather. In an advisory, IMD had urged the people to stay indoors and avoid unnecessary travel. This week, Delhi had recorded highest temperature of the season at 42 degrees Celsius. The Met Office has also forecast thunderstorm with rain today, with maximum and minimum temperatures likely to settle at 39 and 29 degrees Celsius. Emir of Kuwait, Sheikh Mishal Al-Ahmad Al-Sabah, has announced the dissolution of parliament and the suspension of parts of the constitution for up to 4 years, citing political turmoil. In a televoiced address yesterday, the Emir stated that recent upheavals had compelled him to take these actions to safeguard the nation's interest. India voted in favour of a draft UN General Assembly resolution supporting Palestine's bid to become full UN member. The 193-member General Assembly yesterday met for an emergency special session where the Arab group resolution in support of the state of Palestine's full membership in the UN was presented by the United Arab Emirates. In IPL cricket, Gujarat Titans defeated Chennai Super Kings by 35 runs in Ahmedabad last night. Today, Kolkata Knight Riders will take on Mumbai Indians at Eden Gardens in Kolkata at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.